We were talking yesterday about the impact on tourism, or questions and motions that were raised at this week's municipal district meeting for the Killarney area with Independent Councillor Niall Botty O'Callaghan about what he wants to see from the government in terms of a plan. His concerns about the displacement factor on tourism, the loss of business to Killarney because so many bed nights now are taken up accommodating refugees and asylum seekers. He wants to know what's going to happen for Christmas, what's going to happen with weekend trade, what's going to happen next Easter and the opening of the new season. Is it going to become too expensive to come to Killarney, and the impact on small cafes and restaurants and all the businesses that depend on tourism? Well, on foot of that, Patricia Hart got in touch with us. She is an owner of a property that she rents out on Airbnb, and she's concerned and she wants to raise the issue on top of that of the incoming regulations, which will mean it'll be illegal to advertise online a short-term holiday let, including Airbnb or bookings.com online, if you don't have planning permission for it. She estimates it'll take around 200 houses. That's a lot of bed nights out of the tourism market in Killarney if it happens. And she's not happy. She's also concerned about issues to do with the Park Road. Have a listen to what she had to say.
Gerry, I'm very concerned and worried, and that's why I've rang into you, actually, because I listened to Niall this morning and your interview on the whole lot, and it really represented the hotels and the employment issues and the whole lot like that. But there was one aspect that was left out as far as I'm concerned, and it was the Airbnbs. I went to the Irish Self-Catering Federation meeting 2 weeks back, which you had on your radio show that morning, and I picked up on it and went that evening. And Airbnbs have been penalised and been pinpointed by government as their holiday homes. They can give them up for people coming into the country. But this is very wrong, such as of the government and for Minister O'Brien to actually come out with such a statement to take down as truth, because he has stated the 62,000 holiday homes in this country vacant. That is further from the truth. And the fact that I know that is because I am, well, my property is in Killarney, there's 48 properties, they're all holiday homes. But we have 36 private residents permanently living there for the last number of years. We also have people renting a number of them, and we have a certain amount doing Airbnb.
So it's a mix, this is what you're saying.
It's mixed.
There's long-term rental, there's short-term lets, be it through booking.com or Airbnb or any of the websites that do it. And there's other people as well who are using for other reasons.
Yes. And that's why I'm saying he can't be painting the brush coming out with 62,000 vacant holiday homes all over the country. But regarding the Airbnb and my Airbnb, and a lot of them that I know where I am with mine and others, and with this meeting the last night, people are saying about the Airbnbs, but they don't realise the service that Airbnbs are actually catering for. We're catering for a lot of families that come in from abroad. I've had a phenomenal amount of people from America, Canada, Germany, Dubai this year and the end of last year as well, once COVID opened up. This is new to me because I only started last year. But people don't realise the services of the Airbnbs. It's a different service to what a hotel will give you, because a lot of them are actually families that come to us. They're small babies, they don't want them crying inside rooms, and people complaining about them, they want the freedom to run around, and that's fantastic. But what they do then after that is they go around the Ring of Kerry, they go around to different places in the town of Killarney and the whole of Kerry. They call taxis up to go downtown in the evening time. They bring in food, takeaways. We have menus left aside in our properties for them to go down into the restaurants. There's linen companies, there's cleaning companies. There's a phenomenal amount of employment coming off Airbnbs. Absolutely phenomenal.
There's an industry around it, around that type of tourism.
Absolutely, and it cannot be destroyed by government, by the councils. According to the meeting the last night that I went out to, there's over 200 Airbnbs that are finding it very hard to try and get planning to get their properties regulated and enforcement officers going out to them. This is all wrong because we have lost so many hotels and bedrooms in the hotels. Are we also going to lose the 200 Airbnbs that are in business for years, which you didn't need the legislation? They're all paying their taxes. I can't earn a penny from Airbnb unless they have my PPS number. I'm classed as self-employed. I pay my taxes. I don't get dentistry. I don't get anything at all whatsoever from the government side. So I'm classed as self-employed, but yet I'm given a phenomenal amount of employment coming out of my Airbnb. And these 200 other Airbnb properties, I think they should be looked at and brought back into the market. And I would be appealing to Kerry County Council to give these people a chance to legislate their properties. I know it hasn't come in as in yet, as an EU ruling. It's not actually there. So why are they going to discourage an extra 200 properties all over the whole of Kerry, which are given employment? Kerry is a tourist county. We could nearly count how many industries, which are phenomenal, brilliant, give employment in this county, but we could count them nearly in one or two hands. That's basically it. The rest of them are all tourist jobs down along the line. Are we going to lose these and lose the employment out of the hotels for all the staff that are being catered from? And we have shown so much generosity and kindness to the refugees, asylum seekers that have come into this country. We're at the stage we're going to lose our own incomes. And this can't happen.
That's your fear. Once this regulation comes in, you're not allowed to do it unless you have planning. Unlikely, yes. And this is the information we've been getting from talking to a number of councillors who are saying it's unlikely planning will be granted. So the Airbnbs, will be funneled back into the private rental market where the government says they desperately need them to be. For young people, for people coming to work in Killarney, live in Killarney, that they want people stopping doing short-term letting and starting back into long-term
rental. There's no need to provide anything if we don't have the jobs to provide in the first place. It's as simple as that. One is contradicting the other. You want to put the Airbnbs, the government, back into the private sector.
Long-term rental market.
Yes. But if the employment is not there, there'd be no need to do it in the first place because all these jobs are going to be gone. Mm. Simple as. If I close down and if everybody has closed down their Airbnbs, look at the spin-off of employment that won't be needed within the industry.
You think it'll be hugely damaging to the tourism industry and those people who come, those families who come, who prefer Airbnbs to hotels, makes it more affordable for them, more practical, that they won't be there and it won't generate all the employment?
They won't. Even down to a petrol pump when you're hiring out a car, Jerry. Even that. The service going in now to shop to buy a few bits when you go around the ring of car and you pull in for your petrol out of these Airbnbs. It's down to the nitty-gritty that people don't seem to realise. The spin-off of all these Airbnbs and the employment also that they're actually giving. Yeah. And I mean, if they're going to not have the numbers in the hotels come next March or April, and you've also taken out these Airbnbs, where is Kerry? It's going to be a ghost county. People won't come here.
They won't be able to afford the limited number of hotel rooms that will be available. If the short-term rental market you're talking about is taken off the table, which we're expecting that it will be by the regulations when they come in, and all the extra bed nights that are currently gone, and we don't know how long those contracts are with individual large guest houses and major hotels, if they're still taken up, then the prices will go up for the beds that will be available in Killarney to bring tourists in, making it unaffordable for some.
It will make it unaffordable for a phenomenal amount of people. We're in a cost of living crisis with petrol and diesel. Airplanes, flights coming to this country will be gone phenomenal prices. We will have lowered. They're not going to come here with the extended prices of hotels which will go through the roof because we don't have the beds. It's as simple as that. This has to be levelled out, and we have to keep the level of the costing at this point in time within our own county, our own country, for tourists to come in here. That's what we depend on. Whether the EU like it or not, and our government, this is our income. Do they want us to give up our properties? You know, I didn't buy it for a government to dictate and tell me or the EU as to what I can do and what I can't do with my property. I had rented long-term for 20 years. I have done my duty to this country and provided a home for families within the property I did have. Now, Jerry, it's my time. My life has changed since COVID. This is my only source of income. I have bills to pay. I have a Jeep outside my door looking at it at the moment. It's going to cost me about 1,100 euros tomorrow to fix it. Where am I going to get the money for it? You know, I have a solar panel there. The pump is gone. It's 950. It's gone for 3 months because I can't afford to fix it. And I'm doing Airbnb and I'm trying to do it self-sufficient. Do they want me to give up my property and put it long-term and go down to the door? Because they won't give me anything because I won't be able to survive by the time I have my taxes. the costings for the RTB, which is absolutely and utterly a joke at this stage. You know, when you look into all of those, but they're not looking at the bigger picture of the Airbnbs providing the services of what they are to create employment within our county and other counties within this country. But taking an extra 200 properties from Airbnb out of Kerry at this point in time, this is going to be suicidal to the tourist industry here in Kerry. And that's why I said I would come on and I would speak after nine, because nine represented hotels. There was no mention of an Airbnb on it. I won't be dictated by any government or the EU as to what I will do with my property.
Yeah.
I have to secure my income.
Okay.
Because nobody is going to look after me and my income at the end of the day.
And that's your view.
Or anybody else.
Patricia, what's your view then on the wider sense of the numbers of refugees and asylum seekers that are in Killarney and the local services and the pressures that are there, concerns, some videos doing the rounds as well of alleging harassment?
Well, look at, we're a nation of generosity and kindness, Jerry. We always have been. We have done phenomenal work to help out at the start of this war back in February. To cater for people with lorry loads of everything going to Ukraine. We've done everything humanly possible as ordinary people. We have sacrificed an awful lot for people, refugees and asylum seekers that have come in here to look after them. But I think our government are penalising us and bringing in more and more every day. I think this is totally unfair by the government, bringing in people and they don't have accommodation for them, putting them into places and making up beds and into army barracks and all that. I think it's scandalous. As regards the amount of people we have in Killarney, we're doing what we can, but we don't have the services. We don't have them for ourselves, never mind people that have come into the country. And it's as simple as that. As regards what's happening in Killarney, I think there should be more policing brought into Killarney at this stage. I know of a young woman that has to come home from work on that road, the Park Road, I will mention it. I'm not going to stand back from it. That has been harassed by groups of people coming up and down the road, shouting over. She's doing her job. She's walking home alone. She has now reverted to getting taxis some evenings a week, which is an extra cost and burden on top of her, as her cost of living and her bills that she has to pay. It's known, Jerry, it is known here in Killarney, and I think there should be more policing brought into this town at this point in time to stamp out anything. And I'm not going to be saying I'm racist, it's right across the board, but it has to be, it has to draw a line. A line has to be drawn on this. And I mean, there was always an element with our own, whatever the case may be, but there is an element that is happening now, and it is totally different. And this needs to be stamped out. And there's some fantastic people that have come into this country and that are working and helping out in different services, volunteering and going to college and going to school, and they're brilliant. But we just need to pull back, look at the bigger picture, and not to lose sight of what's happening within our own town really at this stage.